Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is indeed the number, 877-738-1234. It's a very simple number. But it's not that simple. It's not that simple getting the money out, and that's what we need to do right now as we try to light up the Arbella Tote board on all for the Jimmy Fund. The four coaches of the four teams in this town are joining us in these two segments, Bruce Cassidy, Brad Stevens, Alex Score, and joining us on the phone right now where they have been practicing is the coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick. Bill, how are you doing?
Good, Glenn. How's it going?
Terrific. Terrific. We're doing great here, and we appreciate you coming on with the three other coaches here all for the Jimmy Fund. So I just peppered these guys.
It's an honor to be on. Yeah,
I just peppered these guys about you and being around you and going to your practices. So I don't remember when this practice started.
What is this,
started.
A roast? What are we doing, a roast here?
Yeah, we got some good dirt on you. No. Trust me, we got some good dirt on you. Yeah, you'll read it on social media in about 10 minutes.
I'm all over that. I'll be sure to see it. Yeah.
You know, you are. So I don't remember coaches from different teams in this town interacting the way you guys interact. I don't know when it began, but I don't remember this 20 or 25 years ago. You probably have a better understanding because you might have been initially one of the guys that did it. Was it with Tito? Was it with Doc Rivers? When did that practice first start?
Yeah, all of the above. Even going back to Rick, when Rick was with the Celtics, he was the coach of the Celtics when I took the job in 2000. Then, you know, he wasn't there too much longer. He, I think maybe in April, so it was only a few months. But, yeah, Tito for sure. And, you know, Doc was great. I feel like, Claude, so I've had a great relationship with, you know, I think all the coaches through here.
These guys talked about what they get out of it. What do you get out of it?
Really everything across the board. The way that, the sports are different, but sports are sports and competition's competition. And I think what we all love about the city of Boston, the passion that our fans have for pro sports. But some other things that come with that. And certainly we, get a lot of attention, both good and bad. But that's, that's part of it. We all understand that. But they've been very – all those organizations have been very supportive of us. And we have the same way. They take great care of our players and staff when we come to see them play. And, we try to reciprocate on that. And championships that they've won, we've been able to celebrate with them together. And they've celebrated with us. So, it's really a healthy – almost like a college relationship where the coaches and the teams at the school are all playing for the, the same alma mater. It's similar to that here, I think. That's really great. And our players and other players from, the Celtics, the Bruins, and the Red Sox, some of them are very close or know each other from, when they were at different places. But even come together now, certainly, Tom and – he's got a family member with the Red Sox, so it's pretty close knit group.
So, Coach, we were talking to these guys about the expectations coming in and winning in New England, and it's like you and your team really have kind of set that bar. Do you even look at these other teams, the Red Sox winning championships and the Bruins winning a couple years ago? Do you feel, even with all the success you had, that pressure of going out each and every year, and how do you deal with it?
Well, I've looked at I would say we looked at the success that those organizations have had. Certainly, the Red Sox last year had a great season, and we try to learn from what they did, how they did it, and the success they had, or the Bruins, last year throughout the season, just and how well they played throughout the the playoffs and the latter part of the season. So, we learn a lot from them. Again, Brad's done a tremendous job in you know, rebuilding the Celtics from where they were when he got there, and, you know, being the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years ago, and just, you know, he's had a, you know, big impact, and just watching him build the team and take a lot of young players and turn them into a cohesive unit that just plays such great situational basketball, you know, coming off of timeouts and, you know, end of game plays and things like that. Yeah, I've learned a lot from all three of those coaches and organizations.
I'm curious to know, you know, Bruce, I'll ask you about this. You know, sports talk radio, you know, we obviously come up with a lot of different topics. Sometimes we're on point, sometimes we're not. I'm sure Brad is just nodding and laughing. Okay. But that's what we do.
Can you give us a list,
Bill,
Brad?
Nobody's probably better than Bill at it.
No.
But I'm trying, is it the relationship, what you guys' view on sports talk radio? And can it hurt? Can it help? I mean, do you guys, is it just a necessary evil? What do you think?
I don't read too much into it, to be honest with you. You guys got a job to do. You got a passionate fan base for every sport. People want to have an opinion. I think it's great to have some banter. I don't listen every day, so I guess if it got personal with certain players, that's when I'd say, hey, okay, let's just keep it to their performance on the ice. That'd be my only opinion if that happens. Like I said, I don't read about it a lot, so I'm probably not the best guy to ask, but I do deal with the media every day. I have a lot of respect for the media. They have a job to do. I have a job to do. And I just find if you have to cover the Red Sox for 162 games or the Bruins for 82 or the Celtics, I mean, you guys, it's a grind for you too, I assume, at some point during the year. So that's why I try to be honest with my answers, but and give you the information that I feel, you know, is going to be out there anyway. Other people do it. Everyone has their own way of doing it. That's how I thought it would work for the Bruins in Boston. And that's it. That's my opinion.
And Brad, with you, it's, you know, last year was a lot of expectations. When things go, you know, the way they did last year, getting bounced, there is a lot of speculation, right? What
sure.
happened? It's like, oh, an undisclosed player or somebody in the organization. So you hear a lot of these rumors. People try to put two and two together. Does that get frustrating? People trying to put two and two together, something that you actually know what happened.
I mean, you certainly hear things that you just kind of say, you know, that's talk and that's not real. But that, you know, again, what Bruce said, I totally agree with. Everybody has a job to do, and part of it, part of the reason why we're all compensated really well, and, you know, we get to do this job and with this kind of scrutiny is because of people's interest, and that people want to talk about it all the time is a good thing. And, you know, I think the only thing that I would say is that the only time it ever would bother me at all would be is if a player was unfairly, you know, maligned for things that aren't real. And I just think ultimately that's why whenever you get a chance to, you try to support your players and your teams regardless of circumstance when you can, and that's just part of it. I think it's easier to sit here when you're, you know, I'm 42 and have been a head coach for 12 years. It's a lot easier for me to sit here now than maybe 12 years ago, or certainly if I would have been good enough as a player in my early 20s to handle the scrutiny or the praise, which oftentimes the praise is just as unsettling. Because you know that there are a lot of hands that are doing a lot of good things to help everybody have success.
But you guys are dealing with a totally different world. I mean, Bill remembers the days, I'm sure, before you had the social media. So when you're doing sports talk radio, a lot of times a topic is generated by a tweet from somebody who may be credible, may not be credible, but you're going to talk about it because you need to entertain the audience. And I know you guys probably don't care what any of us do, and I wouldn't blame you. But what about if it becomes a distraction for your player? We're watching the Antonio Brown helmet gate play out in Oakland right now. It's been all over Twitter, and Antonio Brown's been the one that's out there on Twitter. So I'll start with you, Bill, and you seem to shut most of this stuff off and not give any of it a shelf life by basically putting out a release and then moving on from it. How different is it for you in this world versus the world of, you know, 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah, well, of course, things are a lot different than they were at a different point in time, but it is what it is. And, you know, I agree with what Brad and Bruce said. I think they hit it right on the nose. And, you know, everybody's trying to do the best they can. I think there are times when it gets personal, I think that's crossing the line. You know, you can think whatever you want of my coaching, good, bad. I've heard all of it. You know, that's your opinion, and I have no problem with that. But when I think when it gets personal with players and other people in the organization, I don't really think that's where it belongs. But, look, I don't have any control over that, so whatever it is, and I'll just try to do the best I can for our football team.
Alex, your time in the media, ESPN, you're on social media, you know, whether you're active or not, but you're seeing things, you're hearing things. So I think you got a different perspective on it, but it's still the same effect as some things that you have to deal with it.
Yeah, I think I learned over the 4 years I worked on TV and doing Baseball Tonight and covering the game, I learned a lot about how it works. And I always tell you guys, I know how it works here, and you guys ask the questions, but whenever there's a headline, somebody else is behind the door, and they're going to throw it up there, and it's going to be bigger than what it really is. And I seen it throughout the season last year when we were going good, this year when we struggle. You know, somebody else is going to make that news, you know, bigger than what it is. And I keep everything in perspective. I do feel that my 4 years working in the media helped me to work in this market. Aaron Boone is the other one. You know, he went through it for 5-6 years at ESPN, and now you see him in New York. And I always go back to Boone. Boone, last year, he won 100 games in New York with the Yankees. It just happened that the team that won the division had a historic season and won 108. And everybody was saying he was a bad manager, it was a bad season. No. You know what? He was a good one, and he was able to deal with negativity in New York, and now you see him with the Yankees, and he's dealing the same way. He understands how it works, and that's the way I see it.
They're on pace for the same amount of wins. He's just a better manager this year.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works too. Yeah.
Hey, Bill, so, you know, obviously great football coach. I know you have a great love affair with lacrosse, but out of if you could coach one of the three sports up here, basketball, hockey, or baseball, which one would you choose?
I probably wouldn't be very good at any of them, so I think I'd just pick the football person.
You can't stick to football. You have to choose one. Is there one that's more similar as far as just attitude and daily routine than the others?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough question. You know, baseball is, I'd say all three of those sports are a little bit different. Baseball being at the other end of the extreme, they play every day, and it's hard for them to practice. You know, we play once a week, and we practice, you know, all the other days. So, you know, the only way we can get better is we have to get better in practice. We have to get better on the field by ourselves. We can't get better in competition. Baseball, you know, you get better by playing. That's what they do once the spring training's over. I mean, how many off days are there in the entire season? Probably, I don't know, 10. So, you know, in basketball and hockey, I think, are, you know, not quite the same as baseball, but between the travel and the, you know, game every couple of days, to rest, recovery, play again, I mean, you can gain a lot by playing, you know, 80 games or whatever it ends up being. You know, when you only play 16, you can't, if you only improve during the games, then you're not going to be very good. So it's a totally different, the sports are set up totally different, as they should be. I don't think it should be any different, but it's just a, you know, practice is everything in football, and practices are important but limited in basketball and hockey, and they're almost non-existent in baseball. And so it changes the structure of it.
We could do 3 or 4 hours of this, but unfortunately we need to raise an awful lot of money here for the Jimmy Fund. We want to thank all four of you guys for coming in here, giving up your time. And hopefully people are listening, and people are going to pick up the phone, and people are going to dial in, and people are going to send us money right now, which would be great. So to Alex Cora.
Glenn, I just want to commend you guys and everyone at WEEI who puts on this event every year, and you've done it for so many years. Just speaking for myself, you know, what we do in coaching and, you know, what you guys do in the media is important, and we take it very seriously, as you know, but your efforts to support the people who need it the most go way beyond that, and you're improving the quality of the life for so many people in this area. It's you know, I really respect and appreciate what you're doing for them. Glad to be a part of this. And, you know, what you're doing is very, very special. And so I want to commend you and WEI for your part in this. It's been a great, you know, you guys do a great job.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And all the scientists and all the doctors and all the people.
They're really smart people.
They're smart people.
Yeah,
they're a lot smarter than all of us, I would say. I'm speaking for myself. Thank you, all four of you guys.
Thanks,
Alex Kaur and Bruce Cassidy, Brad Stevens, and Bill Belichick. We really appreciate sitting down and spending time and doing it all for a great cause, the Jimmy Fund. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate
thanks,
it.
Guys.
We're going to take a break. Thank you, Bill. We're going to give you the phone number, 877-738-1234. 877-738-1234. Call now, please.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.